Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Drop Calls by Robert McGinnis is a collection of three short stories that share a common thread. In each of these stories, mankind was given clear and obvious signals. He's headed toward ruin and driven by ignorance, greed, or apathy. Robert McGinnis was born in Mayshore, New York. He's made his way to the West Coast in 1976, made that area, Northern California, his home ever since. He's enjoying being a back-to-the-lander and living remotely off-grid. Currently, he's involved with the Oak Restoration Project, associated at the Josephine Porter Institute for Applied Biodynamics, and a member of the North American Lily Society. Robert McGinnis, author of Dropped Calls and the newly released Attenuating Puritan, is our guest on This Week in America. Robert, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
A pleasure speaking with you. I'm glad to speak to all the people.
Well, and that's what we're doing through me. I'm just the intermediary here to get all the word out to everybody. And these two books are really so well done, receiving rave reviews. Let's start with Dropped Calls. Our guest is Robert McGinnis. Where did the ideas for this book come from?
Well, the ideas were varied. The one story is about cell phones, basically, and how a man tries to live a life more simply. And even though he doesn't have a phone, phones interrupt his life on the regular basis. And he is consumed with the phones in the first place. The second story is actually ripped from the headlines, and we try not to get into the news of it all. But I think if you read it, you'll understand which headlines they're ripped from and who the characters are in that story. The third story was a conversation with myself about genetics, basically, and phylogenetic memories. And I was tasked to the question of where did man get his spirituality from? And if life is sacred, did the essence of that conversation with God start in a single cell organism and carry the phylogenetics all the way up to man? And, you know, there's creationists that will argue that we share these threads with all of life. But personally, I believe that we do share these threads with all of life. And I know we have language, we have ego, but are the simpler organisms beholden to God themselves? And if so, what does that mean? You know, are we above all of that?
Yes.
Or are we actually below all of that?
You'll be entertained with the story, the three short stories in Drop Calls, and it will get you thinking. It really is a thought-provoking book with the stories there. What was the inspiration, Robert, to write Drop Calls? Where did the idea come from to tell these stories in this format, in this book?
Well, I had been writing stories for a little while, and it just seemed in the modern day that we were losing our morality. And I thought any little boost that would broaden our morale horizon would be important. You know, and as you get older, the importance gets more urgent. So I thought I'd put some of them on paper. Then I thought maybe I'd share them and see what other people thought. And maybe we could spread an uplifting morality even just to one person, and we're succeeding. So that was my motivation.
Well, you've done that. The book is Dropped Calls by Robert McGinnis. His website is robertmcginnisbooks.com. That's McGinnis, robertmcginnisbooks.com. A book available at Amazon, the usual places, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, that will take you directly to Robert's website. In doing that, did you ever feel that you were losing your morality, that there was some confusion there? Sometimes the world goes by about 120 miles an hour and you're trying to sort out who you are, how you fit in. Did you go through some of that?
Well, as a younger person, of course,
yes.
I did, you know, and then as you get older, things come into clarity. I know you've worked with the Children's Funds, you know, and I had a situation in my own family where I lost my partner and my infant son was severely brain injured in an accident with a log truck. And when I stepped up to him, is I let go of myself. And then my morality was easy to monitor because I was called to task. So I felt like I had decades now of being called to task. Yes, I do have issues with it, especially when it comes to paying bills and living a normal life. But I try to put one righteous foot in front of the other.
Well, it's interesting because you take that perspective and you share it in the three short stories in Dropped Calls. Where does the title Dropped Calls come from? I love that. How did you come up with that?
But to tell you the truth, it really was on the spot because I had submitted the three stories to a publisher and all of a sudden they needed a name for all of them. And I thought, well, if God is calling us and we don't respond to him and then we don't hear him, the calls are dropped.
Thus, Dropped Calls is the name of the book. I love the name. I love the meaning behind that, how this whole thing came about. That was sort of like divinely inspired, wasn't it? On the spur of the moment, you're able to come up something that really resonates.
It was divinely inspired. And it definitely, I didn't think about it.
Sometimes things are better when we don't. We just let some force take over, and that's how the book got titled, Dropped Calls. Our guest is the author, Robert McGinnis. His website, robertmcginnisbooks.com. Link on to our website to get there, thisweekinamerica.us. So many people have been moved, continue to be moved by what they're reading in the book. What revelations did you have as you were writing and now after writing Dropped Calls?
The first story I was really, when I thought about it, is, you know, I was on the boat with everyone about conspiracy theories with the phone. And then I really realized that he didn't even have a phone with him and he was interrupted. And the things that he did were human. He responded to where he thought he was needed. And that was important. And he's never going to find a life more simply as long as he's responding to where he thinks he's needed. That was one revelation. The second story is after I wrote it, I really thought about the dream catcher transmitting the universe to an individual, and the individual was too small to handle the universe. And I thought that he was an egotist. The signaling was afferent. It was terrestrial and transitory. And when he fell away and conversed with the other dream catcher, that's where the big change happened, where all of a sudden now he was altruistic and efferent and celestial and eternal. And the transitional egotist has no place in the eternal love that the universe is about. So it's a natural transformation, but it was, that's what I really thought about, is here we've changed this person from the egotist to the altruist, and that's really what needs to happen in the world today. The third story, I don't have that much to say about it other than, like I was saying earlier, is that through our evolution was there was spirituality in the very original single cell units when they thanked God for the life that they were given. You know, without the language, without the ego, was there just this gene that was there that gave thanks? And did we evolve with that gene or was it something different? So
how do you hope people's lives will be impacted by Dropped Calls? What influence would you like this book to have on them?
Well, I realize that most people don't think like I do. But I would hope that just a little bit of it would rub off and that we would think twice before we make hasty decisions. I think that we would try to grow compassion in our everyday lives. And that's really what it's all about. You know, can we be more compassionate? You know, I think that most of the problems that we have now are because of a lack of compassion.
With us on the program is Robert McGinnis. The book we're talking about right now, going to move on to the second one here in a few minutes, is Dropped Calls. The book is available. Three short stories will get you thinking. Very well done, thought-provoking. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Both books available from Robert's website, robertmcginnisbooks.com. Links for those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The second book, Attenuating Puritan. What inspired this story? Where did this idea come from?
Well, initially, I was going to write a World War type story where the 99%ers gathered up the 1% and injected them with the genes so they could eat plastic and clean up their mess. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought that we're putting blame somewhere where we don't want to put blame. And it is more of a lesson if one person takes on the weight of the world, not looking for excuses, and takes action. And that's really what he can bring to the people, so we can all learn from him to take action. And he uses his biologic self to attenuate the toxins in the environment. And if you think about 8 billion organisms trying to attenuate the toxins in the environment, also with the mindset that they're not going to make a mess anymore, is the potential for cleaning it up is real. You know, and I'm not saying to put yourself in harm's way. I'm just saying be conscious about it and realize the powers that you have to heal, to have faith, and to move forward.
So how much of the story is based on real life events or situations?
Well, the character is fictitious, of course. But when I'm talking about places in America and certain toxic situations, most of those are reality. You know, we talk about the islands of trash, of course. You know, we talk about issues that one might have, like fertility issues or failing livers or different types of cancers. Those are all in our real world, you know. And then some of the sites that he will visit are places that actually exist.
What do you hope to account? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, finish that thought.
I was going to say is that it's amazing to me that we could have a Superfund site that encompasses a whole town, and that people are eating in restaurants and sending their kids to school there. And to me, that is absolutely almost unacceptable. You know, I mean, it is what it is, and we have to learn to accept what we have. But to fathom that, it just seems a little bit out there, you know? So I try to come to terms with that. You know, the whole entire town is in a Superfund site, and you know, the real estate values are holding steady. You're like, how does that happen?
Well, sometimes things happen that defy logic. I mean, you're trying to make some sense of it and you can't. What do you hope to accomplish in writing The Attenuating Puritan? What do you hope the lasting message is that people may take advantage of?
Well, I hope that they're empowered to use their bodies in a way that they haven't used before, and realize that, yes, it's okay to have a little bit of non-organic food. And yes, it's okay to drink some water that hasn't been tested, you know, and those types of things, and have enough faith, you know, which is what's missing in a lot of it. And the other thing is to quit buying so many consumer goods that are unnecessary, you know, and, you know, I think that's where I mentioned the World Counts, which is a real site, and you can go there and it tells you how much toxic material was made in a particular year, how many tons of it. And the meters are just spinning nonstop. They just keep going. And just to slow those meters down a little bit would be extremely helpful, and for people to be aware of those sites and be conscious of that, you know, because I think that in the end, we're going to want to make good choices, and we're going to want to be in it for a lot longer haul. I mentioned in one point, is your portfolio worth 20 years of your children's future? Is it worth your grandchildren? You know, so you really have to think about where you invest your money and think about the long term of where this money goes. And is it going to be good 20 or 50 years down the line from now? You know, it's only money. And it's, you know, if we're a little more conscientious of that, we all benefit.
A lot of consequences to our actions, and you think about those as you read this book, The Attenuating Puritan, by our guest Robert McGinnis. What did you learn from thinking the story through, researching the story, and writing it? What impact did this have on you?
I really enjoy the fact that he goes to such lengths fearlessly to try to clean up the Garden of Eden. Once you start thinking that way, there's not a food wrapper you can look at. There's not a place you can look at in any town in America where there's another story that's there. They're everywhere. You know what I mean? And
yes.
And that's what the issue is why are these stories in every little town in America, you know, and what are we doing about it? You know, are we trying to fix the problem, or are we just ignoring it and creating more? So hopefully we can try to fix these problems a little bit, just bringing awareness to it.
So obvious. And then you do ask yourself, why haven't we attacked this before? And it seems like we wait till the very brink before we decide to do something. With that in mind, where does the Puritan go from here?
To tell you the truth is I've thought about that often. I think there's, an infinite amount of stories. So I'm going to continue writing with him. You read the end of the book. I'm not sure. Have you read the end of the book?
Well, yes. And that's why I was sort of asking to see where we can go next.
I think he's going to have to come back home and continue cleaning up in his neighborhood. You know, I think that's what's going to have to happen. So, we'll make something happen where he's at now, you know, then he'll come home and he'll, you know, have another 50 tales to tell.
Well, that's good. We'll look forward to that. And that's, I guess, where it all begins, in our backyard, before we take on somebody else. We need to use that as an example and clean up the area that we're living in, the environment that we're living in. We've got a few minutes left in the program. Do you have any lines or anything from the book you'd like to share with us?
I'd love to share a little bit of them.
Please.
And I'll say, quiet yourselves. Listen. Can you hear where you're needed? I am the attenuating Puritan. And though I am pure in thought, word, and deed, my behaviors occasionally reflect the toxins my forefathers have bequeathed. Lord, must I do the dew? Brominated vegetable oil binds to my iodide receptors, attenuating in my thyroid and mimicking schizophrenia. God, oh Lord, forgive me for my reactive tongue. And though I have a pineal gland as large as a grapefruit, I'm uncertain if it's from the ritual fluoridations or a true gift from you, my Lord, of spiritual wealth. My, your disciple grows weary and must seek repose with every breath attenuating, with each and every thirst that is quenched attenuating, and with every gift from thy bounty attenuating, purity through me, onward towards the pristine, through the divine. Amen.
So well done. Thank you for that. And I see an audio book in the future for that. You would do an excellent job with that. Any thought about doing that?
No, somebody else is going to be doing the reading, but they haven't heard from me. But I really wanted to bring that character to life. And I want people to be able to feel him when he's suffering. And I want him to be suffering for the people, but I want that to come out in the voice. So I don't want some plain guy reading just the words. I want him to breathe life into it, you know, on the brink of death, breathe life into it.
Well, you did that. You've captured the spirit of the Puritan. The book is The Attenuating Puritan. That's one of two books we discussed today with the author Robert McGinnis. The first book was Dropped Calls. Robert McGinnis, if you're Googling, that's McGuinness. Important because his website is robertmcguinnessbooks.com. Book available at books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. The author's marketing representative, King Pages Press. I thank them, kingpagespress.com, for arranging our conversation today. And if you go to Robert's website, information there on these two books and anything new that he's working on, you can stay up to date with Robert there as well. Robert, it's been a pleasure, a thought-provoking program. I loved having you on and having our conversation. Thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate being here.
It has been a pleasure. Robert McGinnis. The books are available at robertmcguinnessbooks.com. The books are Dropped Calls and The Attenuating Puritan. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And that's what you're listening to. And we're back on This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.